Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And a piece of the game. Even though I know at the bone, I'll show all my cruel and cold like a dove. Burn all my rage, I am still the greatest of pain. Burn all my rage, I am still the greatest of pain.
Mac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, as usual, and my co-host on the other line, William Willie Boy Rameau. Willie Boy, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, McCorley? What's up, fans? How you all doing?
Friday night, Yankees win.
TGIF.
Excited. Yankees going to the ALCS to play the Detroit Kitty Cats.
Yep.
It's going to be a great series tomorrow.
It's truly TGIF for you today, man.
It is. It is. It's a good day to be a Yankee fan. Good night. And Orioles, Baltimore Orioles, they had a good season. But in the end, Yankees win as usual. So
yep. We
got to go on to beat the kitty cats for what they did to us last year.
So how would John Sterling would say that?
The Yankees win. It's going to be a great game tomorrow. We'll see
but,
what happens.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm not a Yankee fan, but what they did to you guys is unfair. I mean, you guys played game 5, and then tomorrow you're starting a new series. Like, just
I know, right?
New...
Yeah, we can't even get a break to strategize.
Celebrate. You can't even, you know, celebrate.
Celebrate or strategize. What the hell, man? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, well. You just play the games. You have to play the games, so, you know, whatever.
Yep. Instead of facing Verlander tomorrow, you're going to face Pfister.
Yeah, hey. We'll face Verlander later on in game 3 or 4 or whatever it is. So.
Mm.
But bring it on. I'm ready.
Well, congrats.
Get your popcorn
to you and,
ready.
Your, and, you know, your fellow Yankee fans.
Damn right. We're going to beat some ass. But let's get into the show. Let's talk about some news, entertainment, anything on that's been going, everything else that's been going on in the world today.
Yep.
You texted this to me this week, and I've also been aware for the last couple of weeks. People have been talking about this, but if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh yeah, right.
Hulk Hogan, the All American hero.
Real American.
All-American hero, the guy who told you to eat your vitamins, say your prayers, and, you know, pray, you know, and, you know, the guy's cheating on his wife, having affairs, taking steroids. All those years he lied to us little kids.
Yep.
But it's come out now that, you know, there's been a sex tape that's leaked online with Hulk Hogan and a woman, and that woman appears to be Heather Klemm. She's the ex-wife of radio host Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, and he's reportedly one of his, you know, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he was, you know, Hogan was with his ex-wife inside Bubba's house.
Yep. Let me give you the setup of how this video turns out. I saw some of it online. I saw it on Gawker.com. It's only about a minute and 18 seconds. You don't have the full video yet. But
I'm surprised you didn't turn
it
to stone after seeing that. I said I'm surprised you didn't turn it to stone after seeing that.
No, brother!
Like staring into Medusa or something.
Nah, I mean, it was only one. It was a very short video. They show you, it breaks it up into, you know, little small clips of, you know, of the actual full video, and in the in this short video that I saw online, Hulk Hogan comes in with Heather Klemm in a room. The room is supposed to be, I guess, Bubba the Love Sponge's bedroom, I guess. And you hear a mystery man in the background tell them to he says I'll be in the office if you need me. So basically, he's giving his blessing to Hogan and the girl to have sex in his place. And, you know, Hulk Hogan at this time, he was married to Linda, you know.
Mm.
This was, 5 years ago, I think this was?
Really?
Or 5 years ago or more, or something like that, I think. But he was married to Linda at the time, man. So the mystery guy goes to his office, he gives Hogan his blessing to bang this girl. And, you know, the girl proceeds to get naked, gives Hogan a BJ, and afterwards they proceed to have sex. And during the sexual act, Hulk Hogan's phone rings, and he thinks it's his son Nick who's calling him, but it's not Nick, it's someone else, and he says, fuck it. He doesn't answer the phone. The weird thing I found weird about is when a cell phone rings, Brooke Hogan's, you remember that song with Paul Wall that song?
Don't Even Care About Us?
Yeah, he has that as a ringtone. That's creepy. I found that a little creepy, but So her the ringtone of her singing with Paul Wall goes off, and you know, he thinks it's his son Nick calling him because he has to meet up with him later on, but it's someone else, so he decides not to answer it. And then he proceeds to have sex with, you know, this girl. And this girl appears to have a hot body in the video. I mean, she has some nice boobies from what I can see. And she's talking real dirty to him. You know, she's saying things like, "Your big dick feels so good in my pussy." And in the video, it looks like Hulk Hogan does have a 9-inch python, I have to say. It does look like he is. But I'm saying it does look like, you know, he is. You know, he's not a. He is packing that there, you know. I'm not gay or anything, but, you know. It does look like, you know, he does have some. It's NWO time, but that's what I'm saying. Down there with Hogan, so. But, yeah, the girl presents, the girl gets on top, and, you know, they're banging, and afterwards, after they bang, of course, Hulk Hogan, he comes, and afterwards, they get up from the bed, the girl, I guess, goes to the bathroom, he follows her, and then he says he feels like a fat pig, because he just finished eating, after they started having sex. So, and then the video cuts off and ends after that. And now, so, you know, there's been this whole media storm over who leaked this video. And at first they said it might have been Bubba the Love Sponge. That purposely... Well, he purposely set up the camera in the room to record Hogan. That's a fact. You know, and even in the video they said that he's talking with his ex-wife, the girl that Hogan was banging in the video. Bubba Love Sponge was telling her on video that we can make a fortune off of this. That's what the video camera caught him saying. But even though there's been allegations that Bubba Love Sponge might have released this video, it appears it's not him who released it. It's ex-employee, a disgruntled employee of Bubba Love Sponge who released it. And it looks like this employee was bitter because he felt... let me see here. Let me read this article. Okay, the former staffer felt stiff when Clem, Bubba Love Sponge, left his job at SiriusXM in early 2011 and took the tape public as payback. Even though Bubba knew how much the Hulk sex tape would be worth, he didn't stab his friend in the back, and he's not the one who released it. So it looks like this guy was mad because I guess Bubba Love Sponge left the SiriusXM job, and that cost him a job also, I guess, and he took the tape as payback, and now it looks like Hogan's, you know, he's hired attorneys to go after whoever released it, and if it's this guy, then this guy's in deep trouble.
Yep.
In deep doo-doo. But then you also have to blame this Bubba the Love Sponge guy. I've heard of this guy for years, you know, because, Opie and Anthony used to, you know, get on him, trash him. But I've heard of him, but, I mean, if Hogan is supposed to be your best friend, having a hidden camera in the room and filming him having sex with your ex-wife, I mean, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in the whole situation. I mean, Bubba the Love Sponge apparently has a slimy reputation. I mean,
yeah, he's known as a dirtbag.
Remember when he was in TNA.
Yeah.
Awesome Kong, also known as Karma, when she was in WWE, she was doing a fundraiser right after the Haiti earthquake, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty much cursing at her and saying that he don't give a crap about Haiti and all that stuff like that.
Wow.
To the people. And
that
I think she attacked him after that. And that's what led to her, I think, being released from TNA.
Wow. If I was Hogan, man, I'd dump this guy as a friend.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sleazebag. And as you could see, Hogan wasn't being a friend, being, you know, with his friend's leftovers to begin with, but... for his friend to tape it, that's also slimy too.
But let's not make Hogan to be out to be a victim here because he also cheated on his wife.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hogan was a horrible husband. He was cheating on Linda. I mean, I don't know. Linda could have been doing the same thing too.
And
Hogan was being horrible, and he betrayed his friend by being with his friend's leftovers, let alone his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And not only that, I mean, he went on Howard Stern earlier this week and said that, oh, the reason he cheated on her was because he was emotionally abused by her, which is ridiculous. I mean, come
on,
Hulk Hogan.
That's what they all say.
Look at those pythons, man. And there's no way she could have emotionally abused you, man. That's full of bull.
Nope.
Looked up to this guy, man.
Yep, it's a lie. And another thing, it also kind of proves what Ultimate Warrior was saying in that video when he had that feud between him and Kevin Nash against Hogan.
Yep.
Was saying that, you know, back in the days, Hogan used to offer his wife to all the other wrestlers, and when the Ultimate Warrior, he refused it. He was like the only guy that he knows that refused it.
You know what? As crazy as Ultimate Warrior is, I actually find him credible now.
I know it's weird. I mean, back in the days, I mean, he did a lot of crazy stuff, but it looks like he's, I don't know, mellowed out or at least.
If I hear Willa Burke in the background,
yeah, Hulk Hogan's in my house.
He's pointing his finger at you before he does that punch.
Well, he better not get naked and point that python at me. It's gonna be a fight.
Oh man,
it is crazy. I mean, but you shouldn't put yourself in that situation to begin with. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when you're cheating on your wife and
it was his
friend's ex-wife, not even his friend's ex-girlfriend or anything like that.
I know.
His friend's ex-wife.
Ex-wife too. Yeah, that's creepy, man.
I mean, come on.
I mean, well, I mean, me and you, if you ever get married and, you know, you have a wife and you get divorced from her, I would never have sex with her.
Well, yeah, likewise never. As well. I mean, that's...
Bro code,
you know,
man.
Yeah, exactly. You can't break the bro code.
Yeah. Even if you give me my best, I'm be like, whoa, no, I'm not touching that.
Yeah. That's just something you don't do.
Exactly, yeah.
Especially an ex-wife. I mean, that's like a huge no-no.
Very strange. Very strange. But, yeah. But moving on, another thing that's strange I found is this whole Chris Brown, Rihanna, and what's that chick that Chris Brown was dating?
Rihanna? Rihanna or the Kiyomura, whatever, Kiyaku, whatever
her
name is.
The whole love triangle between Chris Brown, the girlfriend, Karichu?
Karuchi
Tran?
Something like that. I don't even remember her name.
She's like an Asian black girl, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so she was Chris Brown's girlfriend, and she's reportedly dumped Chris Brown because there's been reports Chris Brown has been hanging with Rihanna, and they were spotted kissing at a nightclub.
Yeah.
And now
But then I heard the next day, like on TMZ, she was being seen going inside his house. So, looks like she wanted to see if he could run it, you know.
Yo, these girls want a Shoryuken from Chris Brown. they can't take. I mean, don't you know what he could do? You didn't see what he did to Rihanna's face.
Yeah, I did.
He made her face look like Rocky.
It was messed up, man.
And they want to be uppercutted by him, and, you know, come on. Once a woman beater, always a woman beater.
It's a very hard take if I go to break.
Oh, my God. I'm kidding. My uncle's not a wife beater. But I'm saying.
But yeah, seriously, man. I understand people make mistakes, people can change, but this, I mean, he doesn't, to me, I don't know the guy, but it doesn't look like he's not even once remorseful, and plus, I mean, he hasn't lost any of his fans. I mean, some of his female fans say that, you know, he looks cute, you know, that, you know, if it was them, he could, you know, beat them up anytime like that. So, I mean, it doesn't look like he's remorseful. I mean, if
if he looked like he was remorseful and, you know, he really looked like he changed and got humbled by the experience, maybe. I mean, if he really changed, but he doesn't look like he changed at all. I mean,
man.
And they're enabling him, so he's going to just keep doing what he's doing. So,
yeah.
What can you do? It does take guts for her to forgive him. I give her credit for that, but it doesn't mean she has to be with him again. I mean,
yeah.
But that's on her. She's an adult.
Well, like we've said before, you know, him and Rihanna, they're clearly in love with each other, but now he's also in love with this other girl, and it seems like he's trying to get back with her because, you know, they're saying that he's texting her and telling her how much he loves her, that he's not with Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy doesn't know what he wants. He's in love with two people right now. And both of these girls are stupid. You know, they're stupid because, I mean, he's physically beat one of them, and who knows, he could do it again anytime. You never know.
Yeah. Well, that's for them to decide. I mean,
these girls love the bad boys, man.
Well, that's on them. I mean, bad boys are bad for a reason. I mean,
mm-hmm.
If they're bad to other people, they're gonna be bad to them too.
Well, when you get a right uppercut, don't call the cops and say, "Oh, Chris Brown beat me." You deserve that right uppercut, sure you can. Because you deserve it because you went back to him.
I don't even know what to say about this whole situation. I mean, pretty much something else crazy is going to happen, and we're going to be talking about this again next week and then the week after that.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if there's another OJ case.
I'm not going that far. Hopefully
not.
No,
I wouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, you know.
Well, what can we say, man?
I'm not saying Chris Brown's the next OJ, but... You know, I'm not going to be surprised if something does happen.
Well, he did reportedly say he was going to kill her that night. So, I mean, multiple times. So, I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
not like it's out of the ordinary.
Yeah, well, hopefully it does not happen, you know.
Hopefully it doesn't, but.
All right, well, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to, like, a lot of happy stories here today.
Here's a funny story, though. I never knew this happened, but last month, Mike Francesa, was
mm-hmm.
on WFAN.
Right.
He fell asleep on air while he was talking to Sweeney Murdy. I don't know if you heard about this.
Not really.
It was on, I think it was early September, or second week of September, and he was talking to Sweeney Murdy about the Yankee report, you know, the Yankees, and... During the conversation with him, he's just listening to Sweetie Murdy, and you kind of see him, his head, you know, tilting downwards. You know, at first you think he's just reading a paper, but as you watch, his head is slowly tilting downwards and downwards, and you can see, if you're watching on TV, that he's falling asleep on air while Sweetie Murdy's talking.
Mm.
And I guess someone in the booth or one of the producers saw that, and they yelled in his microphone to wake up. And you know that look when you're falling asleep and then someone's calling you and then you abruptly wake up, you know,
yeah.
All confused and dazed.
Right.
That's exactly how what happened when I guess the producers yelled in his microphone and then he woke up with a frightened face and he acted like he didn't fall asleep.
Mm.
And so fans. You know, a week afterwards, fans were calling in, you know, teasing him about it and prank calling him about falling asleep on air. And to this day, he still says that, you know, he didn't fall asleep. He might have been tired, he says, because, you know, he spent the night the day before, you know, up with little sleep. But he says he didn't fall asleep. He was just a little tired, you know, just tilting his head to the side, but... Fans don't believe it, and they've been prank calling him. And I want to play one prank call where one of these fans call him. They act like they're going to talk about the Jets, and they bring up him having narcolepsy.
Hey,
yeah.
Before the Jets played last week,
mm-hmm.
you know, I heard nothing but, you know, everybody going off on the Jets and how they're not. preseason, so forth and so on. And basically, the guy looked Montana-like on Sunday. I just wanted.
I would really kind of hold off on the Montana comparisons, okay? You know, and let's be honest.
I don't want you to get narcolepsy while I'm talking.
The Bills are, I've been doing this show for 25 years, 5.5 hours a day. And now we're going to talk about 12 seconds, okay, when I was up all night. So that makes a lot of sense. Well, I've been doing a show twice. Why don't you add up the hours, you jerk? 25 hours. I've only done. Well, you know what? Yes. Mike on Long Island. What's up, Mike? Yes, Mike.
Oh, sorry about that. I fell asleep when you started talking about Sweeney Murdy.
Oh, God. You know, listen. I'm not. Once the next one is gone. Well, you're gone anyway because I'm not in the mood. Mel in Bayside. Go ahead, Mel.
Mike, I'll give you a Dodger update.
Good.
Number one, they're not going to make the playoff.
That last guy said, I almost fell asleep when you were talking to Sweeney Murdy. Basically teasing Mike about falling asleep when he was talking to Sweeney Murdy. So they have... The week after that, they called him a lot and prank called him and teased him about it. So that was surprising because you would never think Mike Francesa would, you know, fall asleep on air because he always tries to be professional, always tries to be, you know, seem like he's better than everyone else, you know. But the guy made a boo-boo. He had a mishap on radio, and it was live on TV, too. So this was on the YES Network.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video yet, but, I mean, I guess he said he didn't do it, so.
You gotta see that shit. It's funny. And you know what else is funny?
What?
Jerry Sandusky being duped by a bunch of men in prison. 30 years this guy's gonna be in prison getting raped by
dudes. Hopefully he'll spend the full 60 years in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, isn't that kind of...
hitting him on the face everywhere.
I mean, come on, think about it. Isn't this kind of crazy that a guy who molested children for, like, at least 15 years that we know of gets, like, what, 30 years? But a criminal like Madoff who robbed, I mean, people, especially billionaires, he gets 100 and something years. I mean... You would have thought he was Hitler or something.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, that was gone. But then again, you know, he did steal a lot of people's money, but he didn't.
Yeah, he stole a lot of people's money, right. Especially rich people.
Right.
That's why he's getting. That's why they threw the book, the whole War and Peace at him instead of this animal. I mean, Madoff is a loser. Also, I mean, come on.
Right.
They're both
losers.
He made a bunch of people poor. I mean. He ripped off, you know, a bunch of billionaires, and he ripped off, you know, people who put their whole life savings into him. And
yep.
If I remember correctly, there was like a 90-year-old guy who literally had to come out of retirement and had to be like a janitor just so he could try to make ends meet. So, I mean, Madoff is a loser, but how the heck does Madoff spend like over 100 years? And Sandusky just has like 30 years. Maybe.
Well, I guess Sandusky. Who's older, Sandusky or Madoff?
They're probably like about the same age. I mean, I know Sandusky is like probably like 65, 66. So I mean, you know, in all likelihood, he's most likely going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But
this guy shouldn't even
have the slight opportunity of coming out of prison at all.
Man, the same thing that Sandusky did to those boys, the same thing that these thugs in prison need to do to him in the shower.
Well, that's most likely what's gonna happen.
Slap his ass and fucking anally rape him.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. He might like it. I mean,
you might.
You
know. Yeah. You might definitely like him. But when he meets Tyrone from the Bronx.
That guy's a
gang member, you know.
What can you say? That guy is a bully. I mean, he picked on little kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't pick on anybody his own size, but now in prison, he's gonna have the opportunity.
Well, we'll see what these brothers, how these brothers treat him. All my brothers locked up in prison, raped that dude, man. Stretch out his butthole.
Wow, this has really been a very positive show today.
Make his butthole bleed, man. It should make him suffer. Make him suffer, man. That's the whole point of prison, like, to make you suffer. Like, prison is not paradise, you know? But that's good. 30 years. Throw the book at the guy. He'll probably be dead.
Hopefully he'll get 60 years. The maximum.
He'll probably be dead before. Who knows?
Who knows, but I hope he gets to 60 because...
Yeah.
I mean, this guy could have murdered these kids. Or he could have murdered some kids, for all we know.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. Anyway, I know you're going to talk a little bit about this on your show on Sunday, about what happened on Monday Night Raw this past Monday.
Yes, about the CM Punk incident, yeah.
Yeah, when he went in the stands and, you know, he was having this little dialogue with Vince McMahon afterwards. I guess, who won the match anyway? Was it
I don't even think the match even started. I mean, I don't even think the match even started because they were fighting, you know, like in front of the, you know, they attacked each other. I think he attacked Vince before the match even started, but I don't even think the bell rung.
So they didn't even get to finish the match?
I don't even think the match started. I don't remember the bell ringing. You'd have to see the footage to see.
I think they did fight. Wasn't?
No, they fought with kendo sticks, but I don't think they ever had an official match. I don't remember the bell ringing.
Well, then that could have been the reason why CM Punk started swinging at fans and probably wanted to fight someone because he threw a punch at a fan and the fan might sue, possibly.
Yeah.
If a wrestler came in the audience and punched me in the face, tell him $10 million right there. $10 million I want.
And the problem with them is that they should have they made a mistake. He didn't go to an area. They didn't have the security.
Yeah, there's no security there. I was surprised by that too. I was like, what
is
security?
Because usually they have security, and plus he's a heel now. So I mean, he definitely needed the security. I think they acknowledged later on after the whole incident that that they should have had security for some reason. Somebody botched it up. I don't know if it's CM Punk should have went to another area where the security was, or they should have set security at that area or whatnot. I don't know. But someone messed up, clearly.
Yeah. And you could see Vince clearly shocked as he's seeing this, as he's watching CM Punk punching a guy in his face. Funny. The footage is funny itself.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If there's a lawsuit or if CM Punk is suspended.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't drop the title sooner because of this.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens. But anything else, Will?
Nope, just folks, check out the show on Sunday, Sports Urban Legend, only on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, and tomorrow no show. I did the show today because tomorrow I have to go to a Halloween party in my Iron Man suit. So I'll
have fun, Tony Stark.
Yep, damn right I will. And I'll fill you guys in details next week. Regular time on Saturday, 11 p.m. Check, we'll show out Urban Sports Legend.
Sports Urban Legend.
Sports Urban Legend. Well, it's Halloween, just say Urban Sports Legend. It's Halloween season, man, come on. And so check my show at its regular time. And I'll see you guys next week. You have a good night.